The Big Game provides a glimpse of what may be coming at WrestleMania. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, February 8th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. Well, the Super Bowl drawing extra attention from the pro wrestling world, and not just because former 24/7 champion Rob Gronkowski is part of the winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Last night's big game at Raymond James Stadium may provide some clues about what to expect when WrestleMania is held in that same stadium coming up in April. More than 20,000 fans were in attendance last night. That included 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers. In addition, some 30,000 cardboard cutouts were used to fill some of the empty seats. During its investor call last week, WWE said information on WrestleMania ticket availability and safety protocols is forthcoming. Speaking of that 24/7 title, it changed hands during the Super Bowl weekend festivities. Former Super Bowl champ and Heisman Trophy winner Doug Flutie pinned R-Truth during a celebrity flag football game. Truth, of course, got his baby back not long after that, pinning Flutie to reclaim the title. Randy Orton is back in the main event on tonight's Raw, battling WWE Champion Drew McIntyre. Also tonight, we're being promised a face-to-face confrontation between Charlotte Flair and Lacey Evans. Shaw Guerrero, the eldest daughter of Hall of Famer Eddie Guerrero, is stepping away from pro wrestling. She tweeted Sunday, quote, "After a very scary mental illness crisis, I am no longer advised by loved ones and professionals to participate in high-stress events at this time," end quote.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan is holding two big New Beginning shows later this week, but first, one last Road to show this morning at Korakuen Hall. The main event previews upcoming title matches with IWGP double champion Kota Ibushi and Sho teaming up against Sanada and junior heavyweight champ Hiromu Takahashi. Jay White is on this morning's card in a tag match opposite Hirooki Goto. New Japan says Goto was reprimanded for coming over the guardrail from his commentary position to attack White during the Road to show last Wednesday. The Forbidden Door is open, even if it is only crack. New Japan's Rocky Romero shed some light on the plan going forward for New Japan, AEW, and Impact Wrestling.
I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen long term. You know, everything right now is extremely from moment to moment and kind of very short term.
Romero speaking on the Wrestling Perspective podcast. Pro Wrestling Noah forced to make some last minute changes to Friday's big Back to Budokan card. Masao Inoue is out due to a COVID-19 test that revealed a possible infection. The tag match he was involved in has now been scrapped. It'll be replaced by a singles match between Akitoshi Saito and Kenya Okada. Junta Miyawaki is sidelined with appendicitis. Daiki Inaba will take his place in a six-man tag on the show. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Monday, February 8th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss any of our updates. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.